I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, it is National Neighbor Week. So whether you like them or not, would you say you trust your neighbors?
Do I trust my neighbors?
Do you trust your neighbors?
Yes.
I do.
A new poll asked over 6,000 Americans. Only half of us trust the people we live next to. You trust your neighbors in that building, Andy?
I don't really know anybody.
Maybe that's why only half said yeah, because they don't know. If you don't
know them really well, but I mean, I trust all of them. Live not near a lot of them for a lot of years.
And they're not. I live across from seemingly nice people.
Yeah.
So 51% say they trust them. 17% said absolutely not. 22% aren't sure. And 10% said they don't have neighbors.
That's how to do it if you can do
10% it. 10% of Americans in the survey are living in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much space you would have to consider yourself having no neighbors. To me, like, if I had
acres.
You think you'd need a couple? I mean, to me, as long as it would take them, it would be a real hassle for them to walk to my home, I would consider I don't have neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, like, as long as I had, like, a nice square chunk where it was like you had a square chunk and there was, like, it took a bit to walk to my place. I don't see your every move in the backyard.
Right.
I'm trying to be, like, a nicer neighbor. I used to be very, I don't like people. I want to, it's me against everybody. Now it's like, oh, it's probably better to, if everybody gets along.
Sure.
If you get along with your neighbors, life's a lot better.
Yeah.
Because like, the constant stress of dealing with that, I think, would be horrible. Luckily, we've never really had a horrible neighbor.
I used to live next to people that they just choose to live that life. They want to start stuff all the time. They want to put up a fence in the front yard because, like,
fence
they think,
in the front yard.
Yeah, because if my kids had anyone over, they wanted to clearly mark the area where they didn't want anyone to possibly throw a ball or run by, so they'd put up this temporary fence. And that's who you're dealing with. No, like that's who you're dealing with.
Those kind of people are up
like
there.
That
for sure.
Kind of and it's just like, oh my god, like your whole life must suck so bad. Like it's so miserable.
Right.
You're so sad and you cry every night. And this is the only thing I guess you can think of doing to try, like, maybe we can make some other people as miserable. And like they do it to not just, you know, it wasn't just our side. They would do it to the people across the street. They would do it. You know what I mean? Like it was like, wow, like you guys are just
really
don't move in a neighborhood with a bunch of kids, I guess.
Well, they like have that. Kids.
Oh,
you know, but it doesn't. Oh, yeah. But yeah. But oh, God forbid. Yeah, so I mean, it's like sometimes you just get the dirty end of the poop stick.
Yeah, you do, because you never really know. And whoever's moving out will never tell you. They want to sell their house, right? Yeah. They won't say, "Oh my God, psychopath next door."
Yeah,
no, that's probably the reason they're leaving.
Yeah,
the older you get, by the way, the more likely you are to trust your neighbors, at least according to this survey.
Yeah, I think that's like part. Like I was always, like I said, very like, oh, like they better not bother me or do anything to my life. Or,
yeah,
you know. Now it's like
I'm like Dave a lot with a neighbor. I don't talk to a lot of them. I don't avoid them.
Yeah, much contact with our direct neighbors. You know, I head into the garage and
conversation.
Close the door.
Yeah. Conversations.
Wave
out
high.
The
yeah, if I see them and that kind of thing.
But. But if I'm outside, like I know, like I got a new neighbor, and you know, they were dealing with like sprinkler stuff, and I happened to be walking by or whatever, and they were like, "Hey, do you know anything about this?" I'm like, "A little bit," and I would like to offer help. But then it's like, I also make it clear, like, listen, you probably won't ever see me. I'm like, I won't be in my backyard. I'm not going to do any of that kind of stuff. I don't come over to any kind of house parties. So don't like think like, hey, we should invite him to our pool party. No.
Well, it's good that you
don't have to
set them up for low expectations.
Yes.
This guy said, I live next to a mother son combo named Norman and Norma. No, I don't trust them.
No, well.
Mother, son, combo. Well,
I had a babysitter when I was a kid named Norma.
Really?
Yeah, she was weird.
Speaking of neighbors, as it is National Neighbor Week, there was a report that, you know, as we said, only 51% of people trust their neighbors. But in a new survey, 1,000 people were asked if they've done a favor for a neighbor over the past year. And 79% said they have. I think the pandemic played a part in that. More people were reaching out to help people.
That was like kind of part of what made me want to be like a better neighbor or whatever is like society was breaking down there for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, like even just having a neighbor to talk to was nice if when everybody was on lockdown.
Well, yeah, we had some neighbors that ended up getting COVID. So we, you know, dropped off food and stuff for them on the porch and that kind of thing. And there was a neighbor who couldn't get out and Amber picked up groceries and that kind of stuff. So I think more people helped out. 7% of people said they actually do more favors for their neighbors overall now because of the pandemic. But there is 41% that said the pandemic hasn't changed anything.
I think some people have some really bad neighbors.
Yeah, be thankful.
I think so too.
Yeah. If your neighbors are good.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you've never had an issue with them. We have neighbors on one side of us. I don't believe they speak English.
Oh.
They're Asian. Nice enough.
Yeah.
Young couple.
So there's no real chance to really like communicate, start any kind of...
If they do, I've never heard them speak English.
Yeah.
But they're never in their backyard and they never cause any issues.
That's like
honestly, the perfect
there
neighbor.
Are people that live near me that probably don't know if I speak English. Like, and that's fine. That is so fine.
You should drive by there.
Just gibberish out of my mouth. They're like, we don't know where he's from.
No. Is he Nordic? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Doesn't speak any English.
Bergen, Bergen!
That'd be amazing.
They didn't know you were on the show, and they just thought you were some foreign guy who is living by himself.
That's a plan. That's a plan.
Incredible. This guy said, my neighbor goes out of town, so he has me watch his marijuana plants.
That's trust, though. You know,
that's huge.
I gotta trust
to trust somebody with those. Yes.
Plus, just like imagine James. It's like you want to trust someone who also like it. Oh my God, something looks wrong. Can maybe do something to help
somebody
them.
Who's got a little knowledge on how to like take care of a plant.
If I helped you take care of your plants, they would be dead. I'd be out of town.
At least I would give you step-by-step instructions.
We've lost one!
What time you need to water it, what time you need to feed it, which nutrients to give it.
Oh my God, I was looking at the wrong page!
Oh, what?
What? I was looking at Tuesday and it's Wednesday!
I did it
all backwards!
Can I buy you a new one?
All the plants? You did it wrong to all the
They're
plants?
They're all brown!
Oh, she killed all your weed, James!
How am I going to get high next year?
I don't know. Probably like everyone else.
How am I going to handle all the stress of life?
I'm sorry.
Why, Lisa? Yeah. Did you lose on purpose?
No. If it makes you feel any better, I killed all my house plants too.
No, it doesn't make me feel better at all. I can't smoke your house plants.
No.
What am I going to do next year?
Grow outdoors, man. You have enough for a year.
Well, oh, yeah.
No, that's great.
Been enough for a year.
Yep.
Just don't ask Lisa.
No.
I keep that in mind. Next, Lisa, you're off the list.
Yeah. There are people that can do plants.
Mm-hmm. I can actually do plants now. My plants
are good.
I have like a lot of amazing plants, but weed plants, I wouldn't trust myself.
There's a lot to that.
Yeah, there's more to it.
It depends on plants. How you're doing it too.
If you're gone for a week, it's just the same as a house plant, really.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's not like
there's
that
some people
involved.
That are super anal, like, oh my God, I didn't get the nutrients right on the correct day.
It'll be fine. The plants are very resilient.
Yeah.
Leave it probably
especially
for
outdoor.
A week. As long as it has sunlight and water. It'll be good, you know.
Yeah.
This guy said, someone near my work has a hand spray painted sign that says, "This neighbor sucks," with an arrow pointing to their next door neighbor on their lawn.
It's incredible.
Mm. So you don't want to be in a situation like that. That's the worst. Constant stress of that would just, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
If you have a horrible next door neighbor, it's no good. Someone said, my neighbor tried breaking into my house screaming that the world was ending and there were aliens in the sky. The same week she tried to run me over with her car. Hashtag neighbor problems.
Yeah. I mean, at first, the first one, I'd be like,
is she serious?
Yeah. I mean, let's run this. Let me send a couple texts first.
And but then when you realize she's not, and she's just off her rocker.
Yeah, just a loon. I mean, okay, I will say this. Even though I've been neighbors with someone who's just, they're just mean-spirited, I'd rather be with neighbors with someone who's just mean and awful and they hate life than someone who's crazy.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah,
for sure. Than someone who's crazy.
It's so unpredictable.
Like that woman that screams at the girl in Florida, the old woman in Florida. Like, I don't want someone like that.
Yeah,
you know,
no. Near anyone like that.
They can run you over. Come on. Like, that's brutal.
The worst. This guy said, I felt like a bad neighbor when we had to tell our neighbors their cat passed in our yard.
Oh,
that's very awkward.
The worst.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Eeks.
That's so sad.
Yeah,
like it just wandered over to your yard.
Yeah,
just like died there.
Healed.
Oh, that's awful.
Nolan's with us in Windsor, Ontario. Hey, Nolan, how are you?
Hey. How's it going? Is this Dave and Chuck?
Yes, it is. Sir. What's up, Nolan? Yep. How's you going?
Hey, how's it going,
dude,
guys?
Good, man.
Long time listener.
Thank you, sir.
I had a neighbor for about 2 years. Like, she was a complete psycho, an old lady. Apparently, she used to be very good looking. She looked like trash. Like, she was the oldest lady. She would drink a 40 of vodka a day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's tough to keep your looks.
Full bottle, yes.
I had an uncle's 60th birthday.
Hey, hey, hey,
I knew Nolan was going to swear. Yeah.
Come on now. You can't swear on the radio, Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
He probably... I can't say the S word?
No.
No.
You're shocked by this. No, you
can't. No.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Yes, all right. You can finish your story without swearing again?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so 60th birthday party for your uncle.
Yeah, and that was just the one time. She called the cops like 5 times on us, and she was just drunk in her window all the time. Well, we finally got her caught the one time because she kept harassing us. The cops hid in my backyard, and then I was like, wait 5 minutes. Leave her alone. Wait 5 minutes. She'll come out yelling again. So they all hid in my backyard. She came out yelling, you know, F this, F that, whatever. And sure enough, they came around and took her out into the front yard. She got naked in the front yard, taking her pants and her shirt off, thinking the cops wouldn't take her away. And the cops still dragged her away. And they, of course, they had to drag her across my front yard all the way to the side of my house because that's where they hid their cars.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had a whole video of everything. Like, it was ridiculous. A 56-year-old naked old lady getting dragged across my front yard. No, it was a rough 2 years. Now I have the best neighbor ever. So
yeah,
it paid off.
Yep. All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. Someone said that I have the opposite problem. My neighbor is way too nice. Most days I come home from work and just want to go in the house and see my kids. Be in the yard or something. This guy just pops right up, knowing everything about everything, wanting to help.
That either.
It's bad, guys, he said.
I think in the neighborhoods where there's houses, you get that neighbor a lot more than you do in apartments, like the one that's like keeping an eye on everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jillian down the road, she's having some problems with her oldest boy.
Yeah. You know? Letting you know everything like, that's going on.
Yeah.
See, I guess in my, you know, where I used to live, I had the perfect neighbor and the worst neighbor.
On either side?
So it was almost like yin and yang.
Right.
You know, like my one neighbor, he was the guy who would, if you were just didn't get home within 2 minutes of your trash being still down at the end of the street, he'd bring all your cans up.
Nice.
You know, like, oh, I was snow blowing, so I decided to snow blow your whole driveway too.
It's really
like,
good dudes.
But also, it was just, you know, pull in. Hey, Chuck. See you later, bud.
He
like,
knew.
Just like the best neighbor.
Right.
Right. And that's, it was the yin and yang. Like you had to, in order to have the best neighbor,
you also
had to have
neighbor.
One of the worst.
Yep. Someone said, first time I met my neighbor, he said, yeah, I just got out of prison.
Oh.
Months later, he ended up going back to prison for trying to attack my husband and threatening to kill people in the neighborhood.
Great. That's a bad neighbor. Whoa.
He's home now. Do I trust him?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. She says. This guy said, had neighbors move in, was pissed. They started drinking beer in the driveway. Now I drink beer in the driveway with them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, look at the neighbors.
Yeah.
That looks like
I'm going to go over there.
That's, I know, you might think at first, oh, God. But if they're decent people, that'd be all right. Brandon's in Adrian. How are you, Brandon?
Good, you?
Good. We're talking about neighbors. You had a comment.
Yeah, we actually have a neighbor next door that they have. Twice now, and attacked a male person. One, the first one actually had to go to the hospital to get stitches, and now there's 6 houses in our area whose male is being held, and they have no intention of fixing the problem.
So was it a dog that attacked a male person?
You cut out there. Their dog attacked a male person?
Yeah, they have 3 dogs. The first 2 got out like 3 months ago and attacked the male, like actually ran across the street after her. And they had no vaccinations or nothing, so she had to go through all the rabies stuff, stitches. And they keep implying that the dogs have, that they're nice, but yet they're attacking them. And then they ended up going after a second one, so now 6 houses, mail is being held and not being delivered.
That sucks. So now you have to pay the price, right, for their dogs that are... That's brutal. Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, what's your story?
Hi. So I was living in Pennsylvania until recently, and from 2018 to 2019, we had these landlords who were our neighbors. They shared a duplex with us, although they call it half doubles there. And these two were just crazy. They had a 14-year-old autistic son, at that time, and pretty, you know, white trash, unfortunately, and the area wasn't super great, but they went viral this past winter for shoveling, you know, their snow. They were shoveling it onto their neighbor's driveway across the street, who we always try to avoid because he just had a lot of issues. And they got in an argument, yelling, and he ended up shooting them.
Oh, I saw that video.
No,
We talked about it.
Those were your neighbors?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He shot them to death.
Yeah.
He shot them to death.
That's...
Yeah, we actually moved out because of them. They were, you know, constantly watching us. They wanted to be our best friends. You know, we want to tear down the fence between our yards, hang out all the time. And where'd you guys go last night? You came back kind of late.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's creepy.
They were bad. He actually got banned from Olive Garden because he threw a plate.
How do you get banned from Olive Garden?
Right. He threw
a plate because he got so mad they didn't have ranch. They only had Italian dressing.
Oh, wow. James has done the same thing.
Well, and honestly,
Olive Garden.
Listen.
How hard is it to get banned?
And listen, I watched.
You're trying to live in a life without breadsticks.
Yeah. I know. I watched that video. It's a terrifying video.
Right.
Okay. But at the same time, so I believe it was a man who had problems that was then pushed to the very edge by these two people. And he just decided, well, I'm going to go today, but so are they.
You don't push the guy. It was banned from Olive Garden.
You do not. You do not.
Well,
I think you're dealing with.
Yeah, I think it was the Olive Garden guy, though, that he's the one that pushed the other neighbor. Like another neighbor lost their mind on these two.
I see.
Okay. This guy said, one side, like Chuck, I got the perfect neighbors. Other side, I have a Ukrainian father and son that are always screaming at each other in their native language outside, and they blare their Russian pop music all the time.
This is new one by Korg. It's good.
Yes.
Synthesizer. Synthesizer.
Hello, neighbor. Hello. Synthesizer. Come party with us. This is new Korg.
Synthesizer. Synthesizer, rock and roll, synthesizer.
We party on the Tuesday.
Check out all my flows.
It's not as,
not as crazy as you
I wanted it to be.
No, you're working on his music.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. There's more upbeat.
Yeah, this is song about the Russian army woman.
It is, yes. Very hot.
Yes. Sexy, sexy. Katyusha.
Anyone playing music, I don't care even if you like it. We had neighbors didn't realize their outside speakers were on, and I think this has happened to a couple of people, but they were blasting music sometimes without knowing the music they were listening to inside was also playing outside.
Yeah.
Right? And again, it could be music you like. But if you're outside, you know, having a nice, peaceful night.
Yeah, you
and
don't want to hear that.
Music's blasting.
I don't want to hear anyone else's music, no matter if I like it or not. I don't. But that's why I stay inside. Yeah. Like, I know not to go outside to hear someone else's music, because that would just, I just wouldn't like it. I'll stay inside.
Go to Don from Tampa. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What happened? Hey, I live in a cul-de-sac in Tampa. And we have a rental house across the street. Well, the people had rented the house, and apparently they never lived in a house with a garage door because he couldn't figure out how to open up his double-door garage. Well, he had a three-car garage with a smaller single door. Well, he was trying to get his car out of the third garage door, end up scraping against the concrete, scraping up the side of the car. So I go over and ask him if he needs any help. Well, he's there with his 7-year-old son, and he started yelling to get off his effing property, that I was trespassing, that he didn't need any of my help.
Ooh.
So I went back across the street. Half hour later, I'm watching him scraping his car and getting it wedged in the garage door sideways. His little kid, his son, comes over, very sheepishly asking, "Excuse me, sir, could you come over and help my dad?"
Oh, now you want my help, son of a bitch.
No, I can't. I'm busy.
Too bad.
I'm busy doing this porch stuff.
He sent his kid over, you know, to come over and ask me for help. I felt so bad for this little kid. So,
yeah.
I went over there. We had to jack it up and put it on rollers to get his car straightened up.
No.
Scraped down the whole side of the fender and the door. It was a mess.
Yeah, the idiots that live next door.
You can't control the dumb.
No, you can't. You just hope they're not around you.
Yep.
Listen to this one. I currently have a next door neighbor that has three chihuahuas, and they never let them out to poop. The smell coming from their house is horrible when they open their windows. We can't even sit on our porch and enjoy some fresh air if their windows are open.
That's not good.
That's disgusting.
That's pretty bad when you can smell from your house. It must be really close.
I would think.
They just don't let the dogs out.
Yeah, that whole house. And they must allow them to poop, but then let the poop.
They don't pick it up.
Sit. Just let it sit.
That's disgusting. How could you do that?
I don't know. How can you do?
Can you call?
I don't think so.
I'd call someone. Aaron's in Boston. Aaron, what's your neighbor's story?
Hey, so a couple of roommates and I, we had a place together for a while, and there was this old woman who lived next door, and anytime she could call the cops on us, she would, whether that be for, you know, if we had a couple people over, we had some music playing or something, it's not even that loud, nothing too crazy, but she would always call the cops, and the cops would come and be like, oh, her again, and all right. Eventually, we ended up moving And then about a month in, come to find out that lady's daughter is our new neighbor, and she is just as bad, if not worse. And we're still there.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're stuck with it, right?
Oh, we're stuck with it, yeah.
See, I think I'd have to move because I couldn't handle the constant drama. And I don't want it. No, it sucks, you know. Because some people also think, well, they win.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just going to say it. It's like, why don't they move?
Right, but they make won't. Them so move. you got to reach a decision. What's better in your life?
Right.
Yeah.
Not dealing with this anymore or letting them win?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever done the dark sided intro for a call, but this looks like it's dark sided.
You want me to do the
dark? I just
want
to give a heads up to people here.
Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark sided!
On a phone call.
Scary.
It better be.
Jay.
Yeah.
You've had a dark sided neighbor.
Yes.
How dark sided?
They were two old ladies, sisters, who had lost their house in the town next door, ended up inheriting their aunt's house, and kidnapped cats from around the neighborhood and bred them in their house. And they died. Their house smelled so bad that eventually the town board of health and the animal control went in the house and found hundreds of cats wrapped in old newspapers all throughout the whole house, including a live possum in the basement.
God. Mm. Well, they probably thought it was a cat.
Two crazy cat-killing sisters?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Two sisters. They lost they stole a lawyer across the street's wife's cat, and that's what got the whole ball rolling, was they started to, you know, write notes on lawyer pads, and then people pay attention. But we had Fox News in my driveway, helicopters circling the entire neighborhood. There was something like 100 mummified cats. They were in the cabinets, in the walls, in the basement, everywhere.
And you never, so we just talked about the people that said that, you know, the smell from dogs pooping next door came into their house.
Oh, we smelled it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You knew?
Oh, yeah, for years. It was about a decade the whole neighborhood dealt with this before the town finally did something. They used to go out in the yard, and they would put cans of cat food in the yard to lure neighbors' cats.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How would you lure them? Yeah.
You know, I yelled at her one day. I said, "What the hell are you doing? Mind your own business." They used to go walk around the yard at night with little headlamps on to look at what cats they'd captured.
Oh my God. Oh, my goodness. Dude. That's the
And they
worst.
Did it because they wanted to breed the cats.
Yeah, because they were lunatics. Eventually, they tore the house down. Now I have a brand new neighbor, new house.
Because you can't buy. They couldn't have done anything with that house, right?
No way.
What's that?
No way.
That smells in there. That's
what happened to the sisters?
They died.
The sisters?
The sisters died, right?
I don't know where they are. They kicked them out.
Oh, okay. They just kicked them out. I thought they died.
One lady still had a job. She used to keep all her clothes hanging in her car because we knew people from the town over who had to work with her, and she used to get sent home from work because she smelled like dead cats.
Oh, my God.
Imagine working with a dead cat-smelling lady.
No, Lisa, I can't.
No.
That's awful.
That was enough living next to her.
Yeah, next to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
I can't believe they didn't do anything sooner.
It took 10 years.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely insane, dude. Well, glad things are better now, Jay. Thanks for listening, dude. Have a good day.
Yep. Thanks,
Les. See ya. This guy said, my neighbor is a genuine 60-year-old crackhead alcoholic. Genuine.
Yeah.
He blasts music daily, screams, bitch, all the time, and regularly has screaming matches with himself.
Oh, boy.
Bitch!
Yeah, that's one of them.
I hope that's not a peek into my future.
When you have a fight with yourself.
Yeah.
Bitch! It's not good.
I wouldn't call myself bitch, though.
No, I saw. I just saw a video of a guy who was like, "Oh, there's a crackhead here," and he was fighting. He was fighting with just him by himself.
Mm.
So the voices and everything. And I think they were like, they said he was a meth head. I think, and it was like, "Yep," but he's been up for 3 straight days, and you could see that he was had lost his mind by that point.
This guy said, "Every time my daughter accidentally kicks a ball over the fence into the neighbor's yard,
He keeps the ball and acts as if he's never seen it. He's a ball freak.
Well, he's one of these neighbors, you know? Like, he's one
the
of these...
The kid-hating neighbors.
The kid-hating neighbors. And it's like, if something goes on my... What if that would have knocked over a... I don't know. A plant. Pop the ball. Never get it back.
I've never seen that ball.
Eventually, kids grow up. And eventually, kids take care of those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And they get theirs. My upstairs neighbors, someone said, are music students at the university up the road. Since classes switched to virtual last year, guess where they're practicing their cello and drums?
Yep.
See, that's no good. You can't. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be restrictions, right? There's got to be. You can't play cello and drums.
Yeah. I think there are. It's like you can't play it at 11 o'clock at night.
But you can.
But every other
time. The rest of the time, just blast
it. I think if it's reasonable that people are awake, it's Drum City.
Oh, that's no good. You don't want to. I mean, I've got the guy down from me playing the trumpet or whatever, but at least he's like way down the next street.
Yeah.
At least he knows some songs, too.
Yeah. I don't know what these students are like. It's worse if they suck, but it's not good even if they're great.
No.
You want a nap? You want to just peaceful times?
When Stella was taking violin there for like a minute and a half, though, I would have loved to put her outside when she was practicing. Just go outside, please, and practice, because inside it was terrible.
I remember when my kids were doing recorder, same thing.
Uh-huh.
You just, it's like the worst sound you've ever heard.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it yourself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
Not an easy task, I guess, but leave it to a Florida woman to hit an airplane with her car.
It's so hard to do. It's so hard to do.
Very rare. And not one, but two.
Well...
An unnamed Navy petty officer stationed in Mayport was at Jacksonville Executive at Craig Airport when she crashed into both a small plane and a Learjet that were parked there. No footage of this, unfortunately. According to the arrest report, officers detained the sailor who told them that she thought she was in Washington, D.C.,
oh.
And she was trying to get to the Navy base.
That is wasted.
No word on how she got into the hangar. You won't be surprised to hear alcohol was a factor.
Yes. Yep.
Blood alcohol content of 0.119. When you think you're in a different state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are wasted.
Yeah.
Right?
Very, very, yeah. Very drunk. And when you hit an airplane with your car.
Yes. Two.
Yeah, very, two of them. Yeah. Two.
So many sure signs.
Yeah.
She was out of control. Wasted. Yeah, no word on the damage to the planes. Man, and that rich guy had a bad day when someone hit his jet.
Someone hit my Learjet.
Oh, my God, we've been hit by a car.
No. Did you have her killed?
Quick, bring the other plane around. This is ridiculous. I'm going to be 7 minutes late.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Luckily, I have six planes.
Yeah. I spilled my bubbly all over the place.
Oh,
my word. Pick up that caviar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their day was probably a lot better than hers.
Right.
I would say.
Sure.
This guy has our mugshot of the day up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. In Floyd County, Georgia, the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in searching for this guy who they believe may have committed arson. Tobias Stephen Coner Fuller is wanted in connection with arson, aggravated assault, and cruelty. They didn't release any information on his alleged crimes, but they have received reports he's still attempting to hurt people.
Is he lighting people on fire?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe homeless guys.
They haven't released a description of him aside from his various tattoos on his face, which they hope will help the public identify this guy. Here's his mugshot that you can see at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's blurry, and I'm trying to figure out what his eyebrow tattoos say.
He looks crazy.
Does it say devil lover? That's devil on the left, right? I think that says devil.
Oh, yeah, maybe not.
But on the right, it's an L. Whatever the second word is above his other eyebrow begins with L.
Death and love or death and life?
Oh, death.
Oh. Maybe it's death.
I think it says death.
Death and life. It looks more like an EV in here to me, but maybe.
I've said chill. I don't think it's
chill. I thought it was chill. No, I swear to God. I thought it was chill. I thought it was chill.
Chill. Yeah. It doesn't really go with the vibe of Tobias.
Devil chill.
So.
Chill out, man. No. I don't.
He has like, God, they could have focused though, huh? Like, maybe for the mugshot, just change that focus a little bit. Because he's got something on the tip of his nose, which could be a skull.
He definitely has the teardrops.
Something's
coming out
going on over
one of his eyes. He's got something right between his eyes, and then he's got two words, one above each eyebrow, and his eyebrows are gone.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have eyebrows.
He's real crazy,
and he's got that crazy smile where you just grit your teeth together.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he's not. Well, they know him. Yeah, they do know him.
Oh, they know who he is.
He's done other stuff.
Wanted though. Well, they have at least one mugshot of him, right? So they know he's. You know he's done something before. Oh, here, this is better, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is
way
devil.
Better.
It's devil what? What does that say? I know it's devil.
It just keeps getting smaller every time you...
L. Devil.
Devil lived? Devil lived. Right?
Devil lived?
I think it says devil lived. Yeah, L-I-V-E-D.
Mm. Yep.
And then that's like a little face on his nose.
Yeah, I don't. You know what the face is? It's that. What's that meme of the, like a troll, the troll face meme?
That's always on Reddit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I know which face you're talking about.
It's like a.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's like just a weird circular face, almost like a wrinkly old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. That's
and
weird.
It's not teardrops. It's what's made to be like blood coming out of his eye. Right? Yeah.
Or tears. Bloody tears.
Tears don't drop like that. That to me is like a blood.
It's like he's crying blood. But yeah, like something's oozing. His other mugshots, he's got a couple other ones. He smiles that same exact way in every mugshot.
That's his smile.
That's his
smile.
Look.
Yeah, but all the other mugshots, there's no tattoos on his face. So he goes from
this
like
is new.
Clean cut with the weird smile to then long hair with the weird smile to bam, devil lived.
I'd be so upset.
Internet meme knows.
If my kid came home with devil lived tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah.
That'd be such a bad day.
It can happen to any of us.
I don't think Tobias's parents were very great, probably.
Probably not. But
someone's
that's
saying
my guess.
Lived is devil backwards.
Okay.
So I don't. That's,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
So no matter if he looks sense. In the mirror.
It says
it
devil.
Always says devil on his.
Oh my God. He looks like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A white trash devil.
The devil is so much cooler than this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
The devil I know he would be.
I'm trying to see if his other mugshots have made it here. No, not here anyway. Probably too long of a search, but he's wanted, man. You think they'd. Is that him?
No, there's okay. No chance of that.
Okay. I just wondered.
No, I believe that's totally different. Something totally
okay,
different.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It's a paraplegic just,
okay,
man.
It was not. I'm I don't think saying. It was.
I think it was.
I don't think it was.
Feeding tube.
No, stop. I thought he was just chilling. He's just a guy chilling with a mask on his neck, you goof.
Mm.
Had me worried for a minute. That's him. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're hunting for
I
him.
Just want to know
see...
what he was doing.
Yeah, it sounds like really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
may
he's
have been lighting
people.
Humans on fire. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. Maybe, possibly. That's one of the suspicions.
Yeah.
Go check out his crazy mugshot, though, up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Big problem here in America now.
Oh, one?
Well, there's men.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here's another one. dogs are getting stoned all the time now.
They love it.
Getting into their owner's weed.
It's like Scooby-Doo got into Shaggy's stash all the time. It's an increasingly big scene. It's playing out with dogs and their owners. The ASPCA says since more and more states are legalizing pot, this offers more dogs the opportunity to get into their owner's stash, including their edibles. In California alone, the ASPCA's poison hotline has seen triple the volumes of calls from worried owners of stone dogs.
Yeah, a bunch more people have weed.
What happens when a dog eats an edible?
It's not fatal.
It's not good. Like, it's they get sick, basically.
Yeah.
In Colorado, since they made pot legal, cases have risen 11-fold. Dogs high on pot can display symptoms such as unsteadiness.
Sure.
A sensitivity to light and sound. Hey, man. Mm. And that, when you don't know what's going on, can be distressing for the owner.
Sure.
Yeah, I think being like a sober dog is pretty rough. Like,
wild.
They're trying to figure a lot of things out.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty excited about stuff. They're hungry a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw it, didn't we see? We just watched one.
Yeah,
video.
He was kind of out of it.
Yeah, he was kind of leaning against the car window.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He had gotten into something.
I can't remember
was
what.
It shrooms?
It was shrooms. That's right.
Yeah, that's,
oh, it was shrooms.
This is crazy.
Much more extreme. Much more extreme. That dog got into shrooms.
Yeah.
He was tripping balls.
Yeah, he figured out life and everything.
I can't imagine. It would take nothing to get Lil Jameson high.
Yeah.
No, it'd be scary for Jameson to get into an edible. It'd be less scary for Hershey because Hershey almost weighs as much as me. So it's like...
It depends on the weight.
It does.
You know.
Jameson's barely 14 pounds.
Right.
So that wouldn't take a lot. One little nibble.
Yeah.
And he'd be done. Sometime my dog got super high from THC, almost tripping.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you don't really know what your dog's going through, right? You're just like looking at him. He can't communicate with you.
Right. I mean, I think it's they're just not... humans are the only ones that like being high.
Right,
yeah. Like mushrooms are a defense mechanism because animals will eat mushrooms and then they're like, I never want to go through that again.
Yeah.
You know, and then humans are like, I'd like a lot more of those.
Yeah.
Someone said my mom has to give her tiny dog a little Valium, otherwise she can't get him to the groomer.
Mm.
And seeing that dog so high is the funniest thing in the world.
Valium.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs after surgeries are funny.
Because we know, right? We know what's going to happen to it. Even though,
right.
You know, people intentionally get high. And then when you're being put out for an operation, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's going on,
yeah,
right?
No, it's just pretty frightening to them.
They don't speak our language. They don't know what's happening. My friend's pet pig got into his weed. He found the pig passed out in a gingerbread house. Crazy night, man.
But like, think about it. What's a dog's trip?
Whoops, sorry about that.
Oh, Jesus.
I imagine it's like a lot of them dreaming of food. Or their concerns, whatever their concerns are, rabbits.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what's the biggest other dogs?
Yeah, there's a bunch of other dogs.
Dog ate three edibles, got high and pissed everywhere. When we took him to the vet yelled, oh, another pot dog.
Yeah.
So it's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, I think more and more people have edibles and these things they get at dispensaries and then they don't keep it away
from
their
dog. They leave it out. Yeah, I mean, if I had edibles, I couldn't put them on the countertop or anything like that. Hershey would just eat them like it was Pop Rocks or something.
My dog got half a joint, was having highs and lows, pissed all over the floor, and then ran and chase monstrous zombies through the house.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't know that, though. You know, he's just assuming. Like, he wasn't in the dog's head to know it was monstrous zombies. I feel like he was doing that.
I feel like a bad trip for a dog would be like, there's somebody at the door!
Yeah.
You're not answering it!
Yeah, it's just ding dong.
Somebody at the door!
No, there isn't, dog.
Where's my bone?
Yeah, right.
I'm hungry!
Oh, they'd be like, Hershey would eat nonstop.
Yeah.
Oh, if he got high, he'd be like, he'd tear things up. Time to eat.
Yeah, I think Jameson, he's gotten like you know, he was never crazy about food.
Yeah.
He, like any dog, he loves his treats and stuff. But, you know, he gets fed at a certain time every day, and he'd be fine until then. Now he's like, he'll walk back to the food area, and he'll just sit there and look at the food and look at you.
Oh, now he wants some.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, hi, like, bitch. Are we going to get this going or what?
Mm-hmm.
It just started a few weeks ago. And every day now, he'll be like, when he's hungry, he'll walk back to where his food's kept and be like, going to wait here till you feed me. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
My dog, someone said, ate a brownie that would have got Chuck high for 2 days.
Oh, geez.
Was a crazy moment. My dog ate 3 edible cookies, got high and pissed everywhere for 3 days. So apparently they'll just pee.
Oh, they let go of their
ass. Common.
Everyone just pisses everywhere.
They might be like, I'm outside. Right now, I'm outside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, this feels good. Yeah. Like when drunk guys pee the bed.
Yeah, that's it.
Same kind of, they probably think they're wherever they are.
Yep.
Jake's with us here. Good morning, Jake. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right, thanks. What's your comment?
So, last week my dog got into...
Got to speak right into the phone, Jake. Having trouble hearing you.
Last week my dog got into some trimming. So I made a cup of butter with 40 grams of weed, and I ended up throwing out the trimmings from the butter outside. And 2 minutes later, she had to go out, so I let her out. And she comes in, and she's wobbling all over the place, and I'm wondering what the hell's going on. And my kids are like, there's something wrong with the dog, Dad. She can't walk, you know, she's wobbly. Her pupils were massive. They look like marbles. So I carry her to the car because she couldn't get to the car. I brought her to the vet. The vet goes, in my 20 years, this is the most THC I've ever seen a dog consume. And we thought actually she was going to die, but
end
of story, she made it. Yeah, she made it. So
no, that's awesome. Yeah.
Be careful with
but
that.
But that's so scary, though. Again, you don't know what's going on.
Well, their heart beats fast. I think it can make them have like heart attacks and things like that.
Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's no good. My dog ate Red Claim once. Was out for hours.
What's that?
Or Reclaim. What's Reclaim?
I don't know.
Then it might have something to do with when you process your plants or your stuff to make it into a concentrate. And that stuff that you reclaim that, I don't know how to explain it exactly, the scientific weed stuff.
Oh, okay.
Friend's dog ate their roach that was about the size of an eighth. Dog couldn't move. They literally had to lift it up and take it outside to pee. It was just like... Again, if you know what's going on, you can see the humor in it. If you don't, as a pet owner, you would lose your crap. You'd freak out and wonder what the hell. And some dogs prescribed like CBD stuff now?
Yeah, they
are. Maybe CBD.
I'm not getting high. But they do use it for dogs, right?
Yeah, for joints. If you have like an older, like a senior dog and has issues with hips and stuff, we've got a couple of dogs in my family that we give little drops to that seems to ease some of their pain or make them a little more movable. I don't know how to.
More mobile.
Mobile, yes. Thank you.
Cass is with us next. Hi, Cass. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about dogs getting into weed a lot lately, happening more than ever. What's your story?
So my sister's boyfriend, he had a prosthetic eye, and he got high one day, fell asleep on the couch, and he took his eye out and left it on the table. And so their dog, it was a chow, proceeded to eat the pot and then chewed up his eye.
Oh, my God. Double whammy. He ate his pot and his eye. Jesus. How much does that eye cost?
I think they're expensive.
I couldn't imagine. This was like 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Like an old-timey eye.
Dog ate his eye.
Yeah.
They gotta make them.
Thanks.
They gotta really...
Right? Those are, I would
it's
think,
like handmade and to some extent.
How much is the prosthetic eye? Let's see. Here we go. Right here. $2,500 to $8,300.
Yeah.
I thought the dog eating your eyeglasses was bad enough, but your actual eyeball.
You got to watch where you take your eye out, though.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Yeah,
you do.
Do people... I never thought about that. Here's another Dave thought. So, like, when, you know, like, people take their dentures out, people pop their fake eye out?
I think so.
I assume,
put it on the nightstand?
There's, like, a little... Maybe they have a little place for it, like a box
an
for
eye
it?
Holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want it in. It would be weird.
Probably have to clean it, too.
You don't want to be the eyeball cleaner.
You know, there's, like... eye stuff going on.
You keep it moist at night in like a cup of water?
I would. I know I would.
I don't
lot of eyeball questions just popped into my head. Pedro. Or Pedro?
Pedro?
Yeah, Pablo.
Pablo. Right, yep, there we go. Third try.
Yeah, Pablo from Texas, you know.
Oh,
all
what's
right.
up?
Anyway, so I've had this dog before. He was a husky golden retriever. You know how playful those guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like a destroyer, like gacho, like he was like a really bad destroyer. So I was like, okay, let me calm it down, because like I was taking it to the groomers, like he wouldn't calm down. So I got him a gummy, PhD gummy.
Yeah.
And so he can calm down a little bit. Instead of helping him out, he just made it worse, because he just kept wobbling around. When I took him to the bed was like, is it good? Like, is it sick? I was like, no, he's just a little out of it right now. And when I got him back, he was just like, his eyes open, you know, he has blue eyes, but like, they're like wide open, like marbles. He looks terrified. He looks traumatized.
He didn't know what's happening to him, right? He doesn't know what's happening to himself.
I
had
no idea. Yeah, he's like, what's going on? when I was about to get home, I guess he needed to take a dump. And I was with my girlfriend at that time. So my girlfriend he was going back and forth, like, slowly. And my girlfriend's like, is he okay? I was like, I don't know. The moment she looks back, he just is squatting, eyes wide peeled, making a weird face, and you see like that poop coming out. Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is weird. Yeah.
And I'm sure that experience was crazy for him, right? He didn't even know what poop was there.
Yeah.
No. Something's coming out of his ass all of a sudden. Can't figure it out. Weird things.
So I guess don't do this.
No.
No.
Don't
intentionally
get
do this.
Don't intentionally. Prescribed medication for your vet for calm him down.
This guy said, my dog is a retired narcotics detection dog. He used to sniff out the drugs.
Yeah.
He has to take CBD now, but we don't tell him because he'd probably be upset with himself.
Yeah.
That's right. If that was his career, was to find the drugs, you're like, damn, I'm on the drugs now. And one more call here. Mike's in Dearborn. What happened when your dog got into weed?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So what happened, man, is, we were hanging out, having a good time. It was Friday night. You know, I had about 3 ounces spread out on a table and some in a bag. And my buddy's like, hey, man, let's go to the party store. You know, we want to get some more munchies. Came back, I have a 150-pound bull mastiff. He had ate everything on the table.
He was
going to town like it was a Michael Jackson concert. I mean, it was like the complete opposite. You know, he was walking, running around the front room. You know, like going crazy.
So he got like super hyper from most of these dogs seem to like totally chill out, but your dog not.
Oh my God, he was just. It was like he got shot out of a cannon at the circus. You know, and you know, at first I was kind of doubting it. I'm like, maybe somebody came in my house while I was gone. You know, because we did have some people over. But, you know, the next morning, I go out in the backyard and kind of clean it off because he's a big dog. He makes a big mess. And sure enough, the baggy substance, you know, the material, like, ripped it apart. And he was my culprit. But, you know, God bless, he made it through it. You know, the dog's no longer with us. This was several years ago, but he lived a happy life. And, never anything like it.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day, dude.
150 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Woo. That's big.
That's a big dog.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there's a cemetery just for carnies?
Well, I'm assuming it's in Kearney Town.
It is. It's in the Tampa area.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
But it's for carnival workers and circus workers.
But that's it. Like, if you don't have, if you can't prove it, they don't let you get buried.
Well, that's the worst place to be if zombies happen.
Oh, my God.
That's a movie. That's
Kearney
a movie.
Kearney Zombies. Kearney Zombies.
Start writing it.
Yeah. Yes, brilliant.
Sell it to Netflix.
Well,
they probably would take.
I know.
They want to, like, get rid of it and make room for condos. There are townhomes.
Ooh, I'm sorry. You're going to live there?
You can't dig up the dead. Talk about Poltergeist 2022.
No, you can't.
It's the worst idea.
There's a woman, though, that wants that stopped. She's trying to save this area called Showman's Rest, where the showmen go to rest.
Well, as long as it's a real cemetery and not just like a patch of land that people have decided to bury carnies on.
Ooh, it could be because they don't have a ton of money, right?
I'm guessing they don't.
Here's the story. Let's find out from Fox 13.
Who's the richest?
Yeah, we understand a continuance has been requested on this issue. For now, that means it's likely going to be on hold for a little while. But it doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon. So here is what you need to know about this issue. Basically, a portion of land where we are right now, called Showman's Rest, near the Woodlawn Cemetery, is being eyed by developers to build 15 townhomes on. Now, they call it Showman's Rest because it was set aside for the area's carnival and circus workers. Now, to do that redevelopment, it would have to be rezoned to residential. And that was to be up for debate tonight at City Council. Folks opposing this idea saying this is sacred historic land. They don't want the additional traffic. And they believe this green space should be left alone, or if anything, enhanced perhaps with trees or greenery. We spoke with the co-founder of the Save the Woodlawn Cemetery Facebook page. She has been leading the effort in opposition to this redevelopment.
Here we go.
I don't know about you, but when I go to a cemetery, I expect peace and tranquility and calm and serene. I certainly don't think it's okay that my loved ones that are there, of which I have at least 7 buried there, has to contend with a 15-unit townhome.
And we should point out a geo survey of the site showed likely there are not any bodies buried at this Showman's Rest area where we are. That's the site in question. Still, opponents say this is the wrong spot for redevelopment. They should move it elsewhere. Again, the issue, though, likely on hold for now.
It sounds like they've done is someone has a piece of land that they set aside. It's near this cemetery, but it's like this is going to be for carnies and showmen, and no carny or showman has been able to afford to be buried there. No one's buried there. There wasn't a single.
They just put a little plaque in their honor?
Well, no, I think it's just, hey, when you guys die, you could be buried here, and it's just this big chunk of land, but there's nothing has ever happened on it.
Oh, I thought that lady said that her.
Yeah, like right next to it.
I think they're probably in the real cemetery.
Woodlawn.
Yes. Mm. And this is just a big green area. So that's the only thing that makes sense, because if you had to dig up one body, then you cannot use it, right?
Right.
It says it was a place where the area's carnival and circus workers would be buried.
But that's at the beginning. You said there was just land, set aside. For that to happen.
But it never really came to be. Someone said there's a Showman's Rest in Chicago. There was a tragic carny train accident a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You want to dig that up?
And the victims are all buried there.
Yeah, you want to dig that up?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
You want to put a house on that?
No, I do not. I want none of it. I want to be nowhere near any of it.
A carny poltergeist.
Oh, my God.
Would be one of the worst things you could ever have.
That is a horror movie.
Or one of the best.
Happening in my head right now.
You put it on some cool shows, juggling acts, fire tricks, stunts on motorcycles, all in your backyard, and no mess to clean up because there are already ghosts.
Imagine you're trying to sleep and they're trying to just get you to play a game the whole time.
Not now, carny ghost. I gotta sleep. I can't play your juggle game. I can't toss the rings out of those jugs.
No.
Let me guess your weight. Let me guess your weight.
You know my weight. You guessed it last night.
Let me guess it.
No, you already know it.
Three dots for $5. Hit a balloon. Pop a balloon.
I don't
win a prize.
Leave me alone, carny. I don't need your coke mirrors from the carny prize closet pass.
Please, someone stop.
You get 10 rings. You get 10 shots.
You don't need any rings or any shots. You
10 rings for $20.
Put me to sleep.
Oh. Hey, loser. Why don't you win your woman a nice prize? Bet you can't.
You know she
left me. Bet you're uncoordinated.
You know you're a real son of a bitch, carny ghost. You know she left me last month because of you. She wanted to move, and I said no. This was a bargain. Why did I buy a house built on a carny grave site?
See?
It would suck. It would suck so bad. You don't want to be a part of it.
So. Do some cool motorcycle stunt or something, carny.
Yeah.
You win a goldfish.
It's already dead.
Don't let them do it.
Yeah, well.
Don't let them build.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you're a big person, you're going to be fat shamed if you want to go to a theme park in Australia. They're now making people step on scales at one Australian theme park to see if they are in their acceptable weight limit.
Yeah, I think they got to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, I know they do, but normally they don't make you step on scales before.
People are getting fatter.
That's
they
just,
never had to deal true. With it before.
I guess you're right. That's probably it. Here's the story from ABC 7 in Australia.
The weight controversy gripping Adventure World isn't the time spent in a queue, but the new scales for patrons to weigh in before jumping on a ride.
It shouldn't be something that teenagers should be worried about coming to something that's fun, and they should be, yeah, not stressed out about that stuff.
This season, Adventure World says it's enhancing rider safety on four water slides. Weight restrictions on the Kraken can average 80 kilograms per person, 90 kilos for the Tunnel of Terror and Sea Serpents. Rocky Rapids is the only ride which is based on the individual's weight. Child psychologists warn the publicly visible red flashing light for those deemed too heavy could be damaging.
There's almost like this fear of rejection, fear of judgment that's going to creep over people. It can lead to long-term mental health conditions, so like generalised anxiety disorders.
Adventure World said it can accommodate a range of patron weights, but didn't explain how it's managed. The backlash, enough to force change. We have responded and will make the lights even more discreet by adding a sleeve over the top of each light fitting, the CEO said. The
self-serve scales will be delivered even more
through a small 6mm hole facing directly towards the rider. The park CEO said the whole idea behind the self-serve weight check is to avoid patrons having to stand in queue and be turned around at the start of the ride, adding that a person's exact weight is never publicly reported.
If they think it's dangerous, it was over 75, then that's the way we have to follow it, yeah.
The park responding to the rate with public opinion. Jacqueline Robson, 7 News.
I just wonder if some of these rides, you know, like they're the water rides where you get in a tube and then they shoot you up some kind of big thing and you circle around and then you go down a drain and go into something else. I saw these two kids that went at the same time when you weren't supposed to go at the same time. And the one kid was either bigger or whatever and shot the other kid up this ramp higher than he was supposed to go. And when he came down, he hit like a middle barrier and flipped all the way outside of the ride.
Oh, my God.
Like he tumbled right out of it.
But how come, and I get, listen, like I'm with Andy, it's all about safety, right? There are a certain weight that it's not safe to ride. You've got to look out for people's safety. But how come we have never seen this at any American water park then?
Because we can't, Dave. What do you want to
do? We have water parks all over the country. There is someone saying that there is a place in New Hampshire where they make you weigh in before going on some of the water slides.
I think certain people that weigh a certain amount, they could be like shot out of those rides. They pick up speed fat people in those slides, man.
That's what I mean. Like, I think you go further. You go further up. Like, your momentum doesn't slow down as fast as someone who's skinny.
I find fat people at a water park very brave.
No, absolutely they are.
They're brave.
You gotta be like, you know, basically nude walking up all those stairs to get to the top and, you know, you're jiggling all over the place. The one thing I'll say is it's really nothing new. A lot of theme parks have already these kind of things. It's not a scale. I think they're just doing it the wrong way. Like most roller coasters, they have like a test seat where you sit down and you pull the bar over to make sure, and then it's a red or a green light. If it's a green light, you go on the ride. If it's a red light, you're too big for the ride.
Because they're not going to fat shame people. They're not going to make people go on a scale here.
No, they're just doing it in a different way.
But they're doing the same thing. They're like, if I pull that thing down and it stops on my belly and the light's like red and
the
it's
light
flashing,
goes red.
Yeah. I mean, that's still in
that's
a way.
Same thing.
It's in a way, it's shaming me. Like, oh, you can't fit.
Shouldn't they just say like on the ticket or something? Like, you know, you should only weigh this amount.
Oh, and I'm sure they do.
You know your weight.
Yes.
You know?
I'm sure they do, dude, but they still have this in front of every ride. And what is, I mean, I guess when you, a ride's different. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. You have to get off. A water slide, they won't know. Right.
Yeah. I know, like, my weight has kept me away from all kinds of theme parks.
Oh, my God. I know I wouldn't even try to go right now.
I mean, like, riding a roller coaster, I never liked them that much anyway, but, like, that was, like, the big thing that made me not want to go to
them. It's what made me,
like,
lose weight.
Right. Yeah. Like, the idea
on a ride.
Of waiting in line and then not being able to ride it, and then some poor worker there having to be like, sir, you obviously know what you've done to yourself. Yeah. you need to get...
Some 17-year-old.
It's not my fault, dude. Dude, it's not my fault.
We're seconds and thirds all the time with everybody else. And
put the plate down, you know?
Come on, dude. Order dessert every time, sir.
Right. I mean...
That poor teenage roller coaster operator that has to tell people they can't fit.
But I think a lot of fat people get mad at them for this.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
They're taking their shame out on them, right?
That's it. Listen, when I went to that terrible, terrible resort with my kids, the water park one, Atlantis or whatever it was.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah. They had this great big, one of those great big slides where they're super tall, but then you cross your arms and you
The
go,
one where you go under the water with the sharks.
And then it shoots you out onto like a pool, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like you skim along the top for a bit. So I'm watching my kids do this and like they're, you know, getting to halfway across the pool or whatever. And finally, like, dad, you got to go do this. I'm like, listen, I hate heights. I hate all this, but I'll do it. I shot almost all the way. Like, I stopped at the wall of the pool, like going up the steps.
It built up so much.
It's so much different for like, you have more weight.
Oh, yeah.
Moving forward, it takes more to slow it down.
Yeah. I slammed right into a lady. Going on a water slide with my kids. Because the same thing, I shot me right out. Feet first into this woman's middle section.
Well, get out of the way.
Doubled her over.
Get out of the way.
I felt bad. I didn't even know what I knew I hit something. I didn't know what I hit till I saw her. Like, ugh!
Yeah, dead when she died.
When she died in the pool that day.
Yeah.
Jeff's with us here. Hey, Jeff, you had a comment.
Yeah. In Sandusky, Ohio, there in Kalahari, they have that weight thing at their outside water park.
They do?
Do they?
See, that's new then.
Oh, they do.
Because I've been there with my kids. It's been a long time. They, you know, they're older now, but it must be new standards that they're setting, or there's been accidents, or they've, you know.
All it takes is one accident, right?
It takes one big person to fly off something.
Yeah. Like,
why am I dying?
That's in Ohio, too. So,
Ohio, they knew they had to do something.
See, here's the thing. If I'm opening an Ohio water park, don't I say, no, well, we can't put that in here because too many people won't be able to use it.
But, Dave, like, think about it. What, I don't know how many years ago it was now, 5-6 years ago, when I was in Pigeon Forge.
Tennessee, yeah.
And went to the Dollywood Water Park.
Yep.
I've never seen more big people. Like
probably
I said,
all big people,
I was probably the third most in shape guy there.
Right.
So it was like, wow. But there was nothing like this. No restrictions.
Right. And that's what I've been there, too. There was never weigh scales before.
No.
It must be newer standards or restrictions or something. Connor in Boston, you've been to a place where they weigh you before you go down the slide.
Yeah, New Hampshire. They make you wait in line the whole time. Me and my buddy waited in line for like 40 minutes. And then right before you go down, they make you step on a scale. And we were both growing up pretty fat, so we got on the scale and it flashed a big old red.
Oh, no.
The most devastating lockdown had in my life.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. They should do it way before.
Yes.
You gotta do it before I decide to get in line.
Too.
Yeah. Before you get in line.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, sorry, Connor.
It's hard for him to have a good one, but no.
Still living through that.
Yeah, this happened to me when I was a kid, actually.
Oh, Al.
It did, Al? What happened?
It did. There was like a school carnival thing, you know, set up, and there was a Ferris wheel, and I was in line to get on it, and then the guy put a hand out to stop me, and pulled out a crappy old analog bathroom scale and made me get on it. That's how
I
felt.
Oh,
no! A carny weight here!
I was
Way
down, and I was a child, too. This was what I... This is the first time I realized I was over 100 pounds in my life.
Oh. But how are you not? Did they let you go on it?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
Denied the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, no. 100 pounds was the limit, and I was over that.
Oh.
Sucks. In my elementary school.
Oh, no.
That'll stick with you. And now I work in radio.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
He still longs for that Ferris wheel ride.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure he does. Look at that, but that's the impression it makes on your brain, right? Like, you'll never forget that moment.
No, you'll never
forget. See, that's the thing, though. That's what's wrong with this style thing, getting on a scale and then big siren goes off.
Like you won a slot machine jackpot.
Right.
Right.
When you way over, they should just be like... Okay, you can't.
Yeah, it should be taken. Excuse me, sir. Can I see you to the side?
For right.
You know why they have to put the siren on, though? Because think about, I don't know, you've always had really tall kids, Dave, yeah. So it's kind of, it's probably different for you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Who just did that?
I just ate.
They get all mad.
That's it, I just
ate.
I'm loaded.
Sir,
you're over by 45, man.
Listen, these pants weighing that.
It's I'm one big 7-year-old.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's a shame. People out with that siren.
Yeah, now you're going. At least
a call. You were saying, sorry, I can't even remember.
Tall kids, I've got tall kids.
Oh, so, you know, having a short kid, there'd be several times where Rowan would be tall enough to get on something and Stella would be like just a tiny bit, like a tiny bit too short, like a hair too short. Mm. And so many times I've seen them make the call of we're going for it. We're just going to go for it and see if the person at the very top says you can't do this. No, like they'll stop you at the top and be like, oh, no, get under this. We want to make sure or whatever. But sometimes someone doesn't care about their job and they just let them, you know, go and do it.
Mickey in Boston, you were fat shamed on a ride.
No, not me.
Oh, not you. No. Okay. Who was it?
It was this guy that was in the car in front of us. He had to be like 350 to 400 pounds. He was huge.
Where was this?
Mountain.
Oh, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Oh, you can't go. Yeah. You can't do Space Mountain.
No.
I could barely fit on
Space
Mountain.
Well, let me tell you, they were trying to put the bar down and like moving his fat, like trying to lift the fat up to squeeze the bar around.
Oh my God, that's the saddest moment there can be.
I've seen people like jump because like they're trying. Yeah. Some of these people try their best to let the big guy ride, right?
Yeah,
they'll jump on it.
Because don't you feel like you would give them the eyes like you make this happen?
You make me fit, master. You make me fit,
don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be like, crush me.
Like, crush my innards.
Oh, my God. It's like the ride that I, like, freaking crashed because of him. And they started the ride. They, like, we started moving, and it was at the last second that they stopped the car, like, right before the, you know, the ledge where they could get out. And they had him get out. I was like, oh, my God. That was freaking insane.
Right. That was a last minute.
So almost made it.
I wonder if there's...
Wait.
Like something that got set off where they were
sensor?
Like, there's a problem.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Your egg!
Like a last minute safety.
Exactly.
Someone at the top's you like, know. Oh, we've got a way too big guy in car 7. Evacuate.
No, because I think the way that Space Mountain works, you either... It's like you're sitting there and someone's in front of you. They're very small cars.
They are, yeah, you can put a little kid in front of you.
Yeah.
But most humans ride by themselves. Most full-size adults, I mean. Not humans, not aliens. I think if you're an adult, you ride by yourself. But if you've got a little kid, you can put them between your legs.
But there's got to be a limit to what that whole thing can handle.
Oh, God, yeah. If the bar can't close, you can't ride.
No, I know. I know. I know this. That's why I won't go right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go right now.
Someone said the Michigan Adventure theme park, they'll weigh you if you look too big on their water tube ride that holds 4 people.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, so those things can be a disaster, right? Like the ones where multiple people are sitting on.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing, because if you got 4 people and it goes from, say, an average weight of 800 pounds to then all of a sudden you're pushing 1,000 pounds... The ride's not designed for 1,000 pounds, so they got to take a person off.
they'd probably launch it with just three people, right? They'd be like, all right, well, we're going to launch it with three people. That'll make it safe.
I've lied about my weight at water parks before and have the scars to prove it.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
See, you put your life in danger. It's not for a water slide.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Right?
I guess what people aren't understanding is that every ride is based on physics, right?
Yes.
And they crunch the physics numbers and they know, they're like, man, if a 500-pound guy jumps down this water slide, he's going to be shot off the top of it to his death.
I remember when there's a ride at Cedar Point that they just closed called Wicked Twister. And that one, you had to be under a certain height to ride. But they let me on. I didn't even notice. They let me on the ride. And it wasn't until I sat down and I went to pull the bar. And I'm like, well, this isn't right. And I wasn't bigger. I was tinier then. And
it was your height.
Yeah. They're like, oh, sir, you're too tall. How tall are you? And the guy said the guy at the front should have stopped you.
Oh.
And thankfully, but then, you would have decapitated, can I tell you yourself. When I got up, I was like, too tall! Too tall for this. Everyone knew why I was being kicked off. Too tall for this ride.
Yeah, right.
Too tall.
The guy was too scared to ride the ride, but he's saying he's too tall.
Too tall!
Yeah, right.
Can't.
With a baby.
I didn't want the baby. Either that I was too big or frightened or whatever.
Keep walking, you're scared.
I'm too tall, you bastard.
Grown man's too scared to ride a ride. My 12-year-old just fine riding.
You got a ruler, let's prove it.
What, you got a heart condition?
It was kind of shame, but not really. I wanted to make sure everyone knew the reason I was getting kicked off.
Just a waste of time, that is, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But then also, what a safety problem they've got there if the person at the entrance is not checking.
But listen, I remember getting on the Millennium Force, and this is probably 20 pounds lighter ago, and doing the super suck-in, latching that thing on.
I can barely get myself into the Millennium Force as well.
And knowing now, there's no chance I could get on the Millennium Force.
We went on that together.
Right, so like, I went on that, and I'm like, was right at the edge of where there was going to be a problem, you know? So I know not to go there. It's not designed for this body.
Alyssa is in Boston. Alyssa, you almost got crushed by a big person.
Oh, terrible.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
I was at Disney World with my family. I was like 21, 22. It was right after college. And, you know, we went, I think it was called Blizzard Beach, and they're like, oh, let's go, because it came with the park ticket. I'm like, oh, okay. So we go, and you know, there's slides and a big wave pool, and they're like, we're going to go in the wave pool. I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of big people in there. But they're like, no, come on. So I went in, I'm swimming around my sister. Then all of a sudden, you know, the wave comes, and I look up, and I just see a wall of big people coming towards me. So I'm swimming, and all of a sudden this guy must have been like 350. He was very, very large. He just comes crashing down on me, and I'm like, I'm going to die in this pool under a big person. And I was like, I get up, I'm like sputtering water, and my family's like, what happened? I'm like, is there a bar here?
I need a bar.
I think I'm done. Yep, I think I'm done with this.
A lot of times, too, those wave pools, it rips the trunks off big people. I've unfortunately seen that before.
I count my blessings.
Yeah, you should be thankful that he kept his trunks on.
It's like the closest thing to fun that us big guys can have is to catch a ride on a wave pool wave, you know?
Oh, yeah. Where that's the closest thing to a ride, yeah.
You know? It's the closest thing to a ride we can do.
We posted
to just time it right.
Yes, I'm flirting.
He's not huge, but if you go to our Instagram page, just search Dave and Chuck the Freak, you'll see it. A bigger guy gets on one of those wave rides. And this is, again, so many people lose their trunks on this, and he almost does, and that's what almost kills him. He's trying so hard to hold up his trunks that he
like just flies through this thing.
I can't even imagine.
I love the music that goes along with it. This won't work. It doesn't work on my computer.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so he's go to David Chuck the Freak on Instagram. But he's on this little tiny.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go.
He's doing way better than I would.
Oh, like he gets a good 5-6 seconds on it until everything falls apart.
Yeah,
and I'm doing pretty good.
And then gets him again.
And then he goes ass over tea kettle.
Him.
Look,
Hemi.
Oh my God! He just destroyed his head.
Hemi, goddamn!
Shut it off! Shut it down!
Oh, his trunks were down.
His trunks were down.
I laughed so hard at that. I watched it over and over again. You have to watch it.
Did you see him smash his face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, again, he was trying to hold his trunks up.
It was his trunks. He sacrificed his face.
And then somebody commented, is that Chuck?
Yeah. They did.
Yeah,
that's me.
Look at that concentration in the beginning.
Oh, watch this. His trunks go right here. He grabs them. And watch his face. Oh!
And he does the death roll.
Him.
And they're like, shut it down! Shut it down! He's dying!
I can watch that all day.
I did, Lisa. I watched it like 12 times.
So
it's hilarious. Search David Chuck the Freak on Instagram.
When he starts losing, he's like, man! Somebody help me!
Honestly, though, what outcome did he think was going to happen on this?
And there he starts to get some confidence. Look at him.
He got too much.
He's like, I got this. There's a random bag.
I was a big skateboarder.
The concentration.
Well, it looks like he's taking a dump.
He's holding on for dear life.
Look at him! Look at him!
Once.
No core strength to keep him up.
No. Twice. Boom. Face. Oh, twist. Roll. Is he barrel roll. Barrel roll.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. And it's just his tiny wiener was almost.
I know. Unfortunate. You know what? So they used to, at that park in Ohio, they used to have a live cam on this ride.
Oh.
And they had to stop because there were so many nude people.
Yeah, you can't. They don't want to get in trouble. Yeah.
When we were on a cruise, they had one of these. Same thing. Like, there was a couple people there that lost their suits.
There's
too many nude people.
A lot of that.
There's too many nude people on those rides.
Man, that was funny.
Oh, that's really funny.
Oh, man. I would know not to do that.
Yeah, no, exactly. No. You know, stay within, you know, your boundaries. Most big guys would never try it, but that brave big guy did, and he blessed us with that video. But it's down with the sickness that plays, and it kicks in just as he falls, and it's incredible. It's well, you have to listen to it with the music, too.
Oh, it's unfortunate we can't on my computer.
I don't know why, Lisa.
There's no unmute thing on there?
No, he can't get to it, I don't think. It's like he tries to scroll down.
I think I have to open it in its own page.
Ridiculous.
For that to happen.
Let's see.
I want to hear this.
I think that would
maybe. There you go.
Maybe.
No.
See, look at that. So every time I try to unmute, it just skips away.
It goes right
Instagram.
To the.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
It's the weirdest little fluke of our computers
here.
Well,
because we're using Windows 96.
96?
Yeah. You know, it's tough with Windows 96.
I wasn't prepared for Instagram.
Yeah, maybe it will. Let's see if it does here. You can see it in a
second. Oh, good. Oh, no. This is going to make it worse.
Again, check it out for yourself. Instagram.com/DaveAndChuckTheFreak. Yeah. Here he is. He's up. He's holding on to the guy still. The guy's like, you got it?
Yeah.
One hand. Yeah, I got it. He's on his own now. Yeah, here he is. People are so excited he's actually being able to do it. Unbelievable. And then it all falls apart.
Oh man.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
Oh, it was so violent. When he flops down with his trunks in his hand and lands right on his face, it is
terrible.
Lisa's not.
It is terrible. And I can't help but put myself right there.
He was just like pushed around by the power of like Niagara Falls. Like, why is that ride so crazy?
It's so powerful.
They gotta help you like at first, and then they just like...
I would never get on that thing.
Oh my God.
No, it's
brave
way.
Dude. He's brave.
It's so, it's shooting water out so, you know, so violently that you're right. able to surf on like a half an inch of water.
Yes.
That's
how fast it's flying.
That's how fast it has to fly you. But when you're a big guy and you get caught, it shoves you around like you're in a bread mixer.
It's incredible.
He's being needed.
He flipped over so many times.
I know.
Like, think of the force it takes to flip him over.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Just think of that.
Yes.
He was being tossed around like a rag doll.
Yes. Every which way. It didn't matter which way. Whatever direction he was pointed, it was flipping him.
So that thing's just put there for the staff's amusement.
Yeah, it must be.
It's just fun to watch.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Then some people do that. Some people get drinks at the water parks and just sit in front of this.
I bet. Well, that's highly entertaining.
Daily entertainment.
Pretty hilarious.
I hope he went and got a drink after this.
Oh, my God. I hope he got wasted.
You know why this ride is perfect for that? Because, number one, if someone can do it, to me, it's like so cool. Like, wow, you can
imagine that big guy. If he had been up there, he'd be going crazy.
Oh, like,
been
wow, incredible. Like what a show that is. Yeah. But then when you can't, it's just as good.
Yeah, you're right.
Just as good.
You're right. It's always entertaining.
Oh.
They have at the one we saw, there was like stadium seating across from it.
Wow.
So you could sit and watch all day if that's what you want.
Definitely would not make me go on there then.
No.
Yeah, most people.
There's like a crowd.
An audience.
A crowd.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be this guy.
No.
For sure. You wouldn't at all. But it's amazing. This guy leading him out there knew what was going to happen.
Yes. Like,
keep going.
Yeah, you got
keep
it.
On going. Yeah. Look at you. Got your
hands
holding on
him.
For dear life to this
let
little
go,
man.
Okay, let go.
I'm going to let you go. Look at the water. So fast at him. Yeah, and he has literally 5 seconds of glory.
People are cheering.
Woo! You got this! Look out! No, look out!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.